email back and respond and give comments.
Okay.
Well, and then they become Jim Hickens' rules and regulations that he's jamming down the airport's throat.
No, you're not. I've
done it in the past, and that's the way it comes out.
Okay. I'm asking people, you as the chair.
And I will send them out. But
anybody approaches you, I am asking you as the chairman to send those three bullet statements out. And if anybody has a problem with it,
I will send those out, as I said in the beginning, that I just got this yesterday, and you're going to get it in an email tomorrow. Those will go out, and I will send you other sets of standards to look at.
We're not asking for other sets.
Okay, then I don't understand what we're asking for.
We asked you to send Easton, Yellowstone, and to take a shot at crafting some language that you think would be reasonable to apply here.
And also, I would like to request that we also add what was in the previous...
The old standards.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about what we have from the...
All right.
Okay.
Well, then, no point in going to the next one. I'll do the same thing for that.
What is the next one?
The next one is kind of a conglomeration of miscellaneous services, and mostly what that's going to be is just insurance.
Okay. So at this point, I'm hearing you infer that there's no need to go to the next 11 minutes. Is that what you're saying?
We're done, other than insurance.
Okay.
Need to talk about a schedule for the next meeting then, because that kind of blows my schedule out of the water.
All right. With that, April 25th is the fourth Wednesday. Do we, as a committee, want to adhere to the previous schedule, which we were not going to meet in April? Or do we, as a committee, want to change that, as we agreed to last meeting, and meet April 15th or 25th?
I personally prefer to continue to meet until we get through this. But we get through it in a way that we have an awfully considerate way where we are looking at and crafting something we can live with.
Rick is committed to elsewhere, so
I'm 90% committed, so I can tell you ahead of time that I probably will not be here on the 25th, if that's what you said to me, but I agree with moving on.
Yeah. I also am committed elsewhere.
Todd, you've been quiet tonight, so let's get you on the floor here. What's your thoughts about April 25th meeting, yay or nay?
Well, I'm not a pilot, and I think we need some pilots here to discuss the issues at hand. So if we lose Rick and then we've got Mike, and that's a pretty substantial input on what we're doing. So.
Well, we got two other pilots here. I mean,
yeah, but
I don't know if we'll have a quorum without me and Mike. But
I know I have told my wife that the meeting wasn't. So I don't know what she has scheduled.
You may be.
So I'm unknown. I follow orders.
So under the revised schedule, the May meeting was going to be mainly talking insurance?
It was supposed to, yeah.
I can't see why this Part 135 operation, if we have a chance to look at a number of options and come up with our own ideas of what it's like, we should be able to finish that in 10 minutes.
How about, I agree with that. I agree. That if we,
I tell you, I don't want to go on record as stating that just because we can't come up with recommended verbiage here because we are not intelligent people, I am offended by that implication.
Well, I didn't say you weren't intelligent. I said you were intelligent, and I hoped you could come up with some language.
Your implication.
Let me.
Okay, and I went through some of your implications back when I was had my problems with the restaurant too.
Let me interject here. Let me interject.
Okay.
To keep this on a positive note. We will skip the April meeting.
Okay.
We will put in the schedule for a 10 to 15 minute discussion on the minimum standards for an aircraft charter taxi service.